All right, everybody, now let's talk about dietary recommendations for those who are already eating fairly clean. Now, remember, we do want to talk to our standard American diet population to see if they're motivated enough to do some of these dietary recommendations, especially knowing that they're only going to be doing this for a short time and it's not a permanent thing for most people. So, those that already eat are eating pretty clean. We certainly will need for the great majority of them a different place to start. They're already gonna be largely eating non-inflammatory foods, largely eating organic, definitely eating non-GMO. So they're already gonna be fairly well educated. And depending upon the type of population in your niche, you may have more of a tendency to draw people in that are on the standard American diet. Or more likely to draw people in that are already eating really clean. In Colorado, where our practice is based, people are pretty health-oriented in this state. So while we do have occasional people that come in and they're still eating fast food and they're still drinking soda and eating the standard American diet, that's actually pretty rare. Most of the time, we're starting with people when their diet is already pretty clean. They're already highly educated here. And so we need to help move them to a different level. So we're making some assumptions that people that are already eating clean are already gluten-free and off of processed sugar. Now, for these individuals, there's three great options to consider when we're starting with dietary improvements. So one is if they're not doing organic and grass finished, then we want to make sure that we're talking about the importance of doing this to them. The difference between grass-fed and grass-finished is that grass-fed will be fed grass for a certain portion of their life, and then they finish their life eating grains. So they're going to have some of the problems around, the nutrient level that we see with those grain-finished animals. So we want the grass-finished animals whenever possible. Sometimes this means ordering from like a local organic farm. In Colorado, there are several farms that will just pack their meat on ice and just ship it. One farm is Corner Post that ships in Colorado for free, but also ships all around the country for a extra fee. So there's a lot of different farms like this that can be a really easy way of getting grass-finished meats, even if people live in a food desert, because you can find some of these farms that will basically ship to people anywhere, which is super, super convenient and wonderful. There is a price tag on it, but it's really actually pretty reasonable for how amazing the meat is. So wanting to make sure that people are also aware of the Clean 15 and Dirty Dozen. So the Environmental Working Group, if you go to EWG.org, I believe it is, or you just type Environmental Working Group in Google, you can Google EWG Clean 15, EWG Dirty Dozen. And so by Googling that, what it's going to bring up is the Environmental Working Group is continually updating their list of the cleanest 15 foods that if you eat them of non-organic nature, they have the lowest amount of pesticide residues on them. So this is really a great list for people if they're on a budget, if eating all organic is hard for them. We can tell them, okay, well, these 15 foods are okay if you don't eat organic. And then the Dirty Dozen are the top most highly 12 sprayed foods that are sprayed produces out there. And so we can tell people, okay, so the Clean 15, you can eat non-organic. The Dirty Dozen, we definitely need you eating organic because those are going to be the most toxic for you if you do not eat them. And it's a really cool website if you're not familiar with it because they update it regularly. So as new crops are coming out in different places around the world, or some of the countries that we import from, say some of their standards around pesticide spraying change, this will be updated in the EWG. And they also will make note, for example, sometimes certain berries in certain parts of the world are very low sprayed with pesticides. And so if you see some of these berries imported from some of the low pesticide countries, those berries are okay. But then in other countries, berries are highly sprayed. Sometimes in our own country, berries are highly sprayed. And so those would end up on the Dirty Dozen. So that's a really great resource for people. Okay. And then we also want to talk to them about starting an elimination diet. So this is another option we can start with. So we can start with just making sure the diet gets even more cleaned up, organic grass finished whenever possible. Then another thing we can do is talk to them about an elimination diet. And another thing we can do is start them on a cleanse. Now, doing an elimination diet is and a cleanse together is definitely where we want to drive people towards, direct people towards, if possible. But this can definitely be a lot for people. So we'll orient you in the next few lessons to what we mean by elimination diet and what we mean by a cleanse, so you have a sense of what we're saying here. And once you have a sense of that, and a sense of the challenge with it, then you'll have a sense of guiding people and then talking to them for a few minutes, or having a team member of yours talk to them for a few minutes about this is what the cleanse looks like, this is what the elimination diet looks like. If you can do both at the same time, that is gonna really help us gain traction on your care. And if you cannot, then that is okay too. And so then we need to decide if we want to do an elimination diet or a cleanse. And generally, for most people, we'll start them with the elimination diet if we're just going to do one of the two particular the particular tracks here. So, and then if somebody is really like, I just can't do an elimination diet, I just can't do a cleanse right now, sometimes we'll have people come into the practice when they're going through a divorce, they're changing their job, they're selling their house, and it's just like so many things at one time. And they'll say, like, I want to do this, and it's just not possible right now with everything going on. So then we'll make sure that at least number one here is covered. But for this group, most of the time, we're going to drive them to number two with starting an elimination diet, or number two or number three, where we do an elimination diet and a cleanse. So that's going to be really, really important to make sure we're considering that with these individuals. And so just talking to them about these three different options and figuring out what is going to be the best for them, really letting them know that we want them to get the best results the fastest, and that the cleanse and the elimination diet are temporary. This is not a lifetime long thing they're going to have to do. And although some people feel so good on the elimination diet, they want to eat largely that way for a long time. But that's what we want to really start with. All right, so now let's go through the elimination diet and the cleanse in a little more detail.